Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
It's Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. We get straight into the word, courtesy of Karabo Rafube. I'm right here on Heart to Heart this afternoon. A big thank you to Mapholo Ratau. Thank you so, so much. Really for partnering with Radio Pulpit and really supporting the Radio Pulpit's fundraiser Golf Day. Do check out their Instagram page, Lidika, and check out their beautiful outfits. Stunning, stunning, stunning. We're joined on the line by Karabo Rafube. MOG, good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Murudi. Let's do that again. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you, ma'am. And how are you doing?
I'm good, Murudi. I'm good. Can't complain. Can't complain.
Amen.
Lovely,
amen.
Murudi. Let's get straight into the word this afternoon.
Yes, we're going to talk about Matthew 9. But before we do that, I want to take this opportunity to greet all the listeners of Radio Pulpit, which became my family, because if it wasn't for their prayers, I don't think we would be where we are today. So we want to greet you wherever you are. If you are under the sound of my voice, be greeted in the name that is above all names, the name of Jesus Christ. And I know you are actually like you are giving me an opportunity to go on, isn't it? Can I just preach the word?
Yes,
amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you very much from you and the team at Radio Pulpit. We give all the glory to God for this opportunity. Matthew chapter 9, from verse 27, we're going to deal with verse 28, verse 29. And Father, we thank you for your word. Your word is awesome. Your word is powerful. Your word changes us from the inside. Your word is sharper than any two-edged sword. We thank you that your word is powerful and active in the mighty, powerful name of Jesus. Now, the Bible says that, because I need to be done before thanking also, the Bible says, and Jesus went on from there, two blind men followed him, calling out, have mercy on us, they shouted, have mercy on us, son of David. When he had gone indoors, the blind men came to him and he asked them, do you believe that I'm able to do this? Do you believe that? The key word there is, do you believe that I'm willing? I think with King James, do you believe that I'm willing to do this? Do you believe? Underline that. Do you believe? Yes, Lord, they replied. Then he touched their eyes and said, according to your faith, will it be done to you? And their sight was restored. Jesus warned them sternly, see that no one knows about this. But they went out and spread the news about him all over that region. But I want to focus more on, do you believe that I'm willing? Do you believe that I'm willing? Now, you need to understand that this man followed him. They couldn't see him, but the Bible says they followed him, and it brings so much questions to me, how they followed him while they couldn't see him. But the Holy Spirit revealed to me that faith comes by hearing, and by hearing the word of God. And the Bible says they shouted, and they said, Jesus, or Son of David, have mercy on us. And the Bible says that they even followed him when he went to the indoors. And the Bible says then Jesus stopped and gave them his attention. And he asked them that, do you believe that I'm willing to do what you are asking me? Is your faith enough for you to believe that I'm willing to do what you are asking of me? Now, you need to understand that God is not going to do something that you don't believe that he can do. Let me just make a practical example. When Jesus was raised in Nazareth, the Bible says that he couldn't make miracles or heal many because of unbelief. In other words, he couldn't go beyond their belief. You got to believe God that he's willing to do what you are trusting him for. It's not about doing right, but it's about believing right. When you begin to believe right and believe God in an appropriate manner, God is willing to do that which you are believing him for. And the Bible says that immediately when they answered and they said, we are believing and we have faith that you are able to do what we are asking you for, the Bible says then he laid his hand upon them. And the Bible says then their sight was restored. And this afternoon, I want to ask you that, do you believe that God is willing? God is willing to change your situation from where it is into a revelation. Do you believe that God is willing to turn things around for you? God is willing to change your tears into joy. He's willing to take you from misery to a message. He's willing to change your test into a testimony. He's willing to change your story into glory. Do you believe this afternoon that God is willing to restore that wish that the enemy stole from you? Do you believe that God is willing to restore the joy of your marriage? Do you believe the key word there is to believe? Do you believe that God is able to restore all that the enemy has stolen from your family, that which the devil stole from your children? I'm talking about God is willing. If only you believe that he's willing. He's willing to will it. If only you can believe it. If only you can say, not my will, but your will. This mountain will be removed, not by might, not by power, but by your spirit. He's willing to wipe away all your tears. He's willing to cleanse you and to heal you. He's willing to make a way out of no way. But the question is, do you believe that he's willing to do that which you are trusting him for? Because he's not going to do it until you believe it. Do you believe that he's not too late? He's never early. He's right on time. Do you believe the report of the Lord, or do you believe the report of the judge? Whatever you heard with your ears, whatever you heard from the news, whatever you heard or whatever you read from the newspapers, do you believe it, or do you believe what the Lord is saying concerning you? I got to check my time, and I want to talk to somebody who believes that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above than what you can ask or imagine. I'm talking to somebody who's willing to stand up and say, I'm willing to believe God. And if God can be believed, God can do it. The Bible says all things are possible to those who believe. You got to believe beyond your doubt. You got to believe even though you don't have metric, even though you don't have qualifications. You've got to believe that he doesn't call the qualified, but he qualifies the unqualified. You've got to believe that it's by the Spirit of God that you make it. You've got to believe that those who are led by the Spirit, they are sons and daughters of the Most High God. You've got to believe that you are the head, not the tail. You are above, not beneath. You've got to believe that you will walk upon water. You've got to believe that you walk upon scorpions. You walk upon serpent. You've got to believe that even though there is economic crisis, your God is willing. Your God is willing to give you that car. Your God is willing to give you that house. Your God is willing to restore things that the devil stole from you. Your God is willing. Nothing will stop your God not to do it, because you are a child of God. So shall it be. It cannot be otherwise. I got to drop this stone, but I want to give you an opportunity to believe God once again. I want to give you the opportunity to open your mouth and say, Jesus is willing. If only I believe that he's willing. Oh God, I feel the anointing in this place, and I feel like preaching, but I've got to stop right here and stop by saying, God is willing. He's willing, he's willing, he's willing. He's willing to increase you. He's willing to elevate you. He's willing to take you to places that you have never been before. He's willing to, oh God, Sakabaya. He's willing to bless you and enlarge your territory. He's willing to change everything that brings confusion in your life. He's willing to break that curse. He's willing to heal you in your body. He's willing to elevate you. He's willing to make you greater. He's willing. Even though you are delayed, you are not denied. Your God is willing. I don't know whom I'm talking to. This message might not be for anyone, but this message must be for specific person. God says he's willing. He's willing. Don't press that button. Don't change that channel. Your God is willing. If only you believe. If only you say, yes, Lord, do it your own way. Your God is willing to do that which he promised. The Bible says that do not throw away your confidence, because you will be richly rewarded. The Bible says, hold on unceasingly unto the hope that you profess, because the one who promised, he's faithful. I want to pray with you. If you know that you don't have a relationship with Jesus, and you know that you are living your own life, you are far away from God, God says, I'm willing to accept you. I'm willing to change you. I'm willing to cleanse you. I'm willing to make you my child, irrespective of your past. May you please pray after me. If you are a backslider, God is calling you back home. You've got to come back home. That's where you belong. In the name of Jesus, if you fall under these two categories, let me pray with you, pray with me, pray after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I confess with my mouth that you are the Lord, and I believe with my heart that God raised you from the dead. Lord Jesus, I am nothing without you. Please, Lord, write my name in the book of life. In Jesus' name. Spirit of the living God, we give you all the glory and all the honor. And we know that according to your will, you are willing to change our situation, God. You are willing to do things that no man can do. You are willing, oh God, to promote us and elevate us and put us to greater heights. Oh God, you are willing, oh God, to bring back order in our homes, because the blessing of the Lord will rest upon a home of the righteous. But the curse of the enemy will rest upon a home or house of the wicked. And right now we are trusting you for 360 degree turnaround in our lives, Father. We thank you, and we know that this way will definitely come to pass. Whoever who's listening will not escape the blessing that comes with this way. For the way is yes and amen in Jesus' name. Father, those who are sick are healed, those who are depressed, you are releasing them from the spirit of depression, any kind of demonic forces. My God, they are broken by the power of the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We give you glory. Abba, Father, if you believe this prayer, please shout amen with me.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, MOG. Really, really appreciate it. Yushula also appreciating it. Says, yes, Lord, you, yes, Lord, do it on your own. Saying that, you know, by faith in Jesus' mighty name, she believes. Also giving us Psalms 23 and Psalms 91 as well. Thank you so much, MOG. How do we get hold of you?
Yeah, just to add on that, because God is willing, but God is expecting your belief and your faith, then He's willing.
Yeah.
072-297-4454, 072-297-4454, and on Facebook, Karabo Rafude, Instagram, Karabo Rafude, Twitter, at Karabo Rafude, and I want to say, to God be all the glory.
God be all the glory. Thank you, Murudi. I appreciate it.
Bless your heart. Thank
lovely,
you so
much. Lovely, Murudi. It's 6 minutes before top of the hour right here on Heart to Heart. A big thank you to Karabo Rafube. Thank you for sharing the word with us this afternoon. Thank you to all our contributors. Thank you for choosing 657 AM every single time. We have individuals that keep their dials on 657 AM every single time. You are much, much appreciated. And remember that you are blessed to be a blessing to others. Up next is Johan Els with Something Else. He's coming up top of the hour. He'll give you so much more that you can expect on the other side. Have a blessed afternoon. Here's Aubrey M with Ungukuphila Kwami.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit. Impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
But there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours. 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.